Okay, this is the third part of our look at Truro. Now, we've looked at shops in the centre of Truro in part one and what's happening to some of the empty units there. They're being done up and new businesses moving in. And then we move to the east of Truro to look at that site right outside with possibly a Waitrose and a park and ride out to the east. Now we're moving to the west side of Truro. We're looking perhaps along the corridor where we've got Trelisk and Truro College up there. Neil Scott is with us right now from the Business Improvement District. He's the manager of that for Totally Truro. Just tell me what is happening in that corridor, because it is quite a bustling corridor, isn't it?
I think that's the first point. It's a very existing corridor that's under a lot of pressure already. At peak times of the day, it's very congested. Hey, I travel it every day. I know what it's like. What we're seeing at the moment, though, is two or three emerging schemes. The first one, which will come to planning any day now, is the Stadium for Cornwall development. Brand new sports facility for all sports across the whole of Cornwall. Fantastic facility, much support for it. It will bring a huge amount to Cornwall. Cornwall's the only region in the UK that doesn't actually have a sports stadium, so great asset, and I think it'd be fantastic to get that established somewhere within Cornwall. However, we start to get into some of the baggage that comes with that. To make the scheme viable, from what I understand, there'll be a proposal for another 1,700 houses around the stadium as well, which will have its impact on Truro, it will have its impact on that particular region. And then also there's clearly some concerns that need addressing in terms of transport and accessibility to the new stadium and the impact that would have on people trying to get through into the centre of Truro. I don't think those are things that can't necessarily be resolved through the transport side, but they do need to be resolved before this comes to planning as well.
Your main focus is the centre of Truro as the Business Improvement District Manager. So I suppose what you're worried about is what that traffic passing through Truro for the stadium will do to the city.
Partly that. I think the concern more than anything else, because I recognise that the stadium will bring a lot of new people into the area and into Truro as well. That's great. That's got to be encouraged. What we've got to make sure is that the stadium and its activities and the housing do two things. One, they don't block up the accessibility into the city centre. And again, I think that could be resolved with some careful planning on there. But secondly, and the longer term concern is that this development, coupled with another couple of developments, which I understand are coming on board there, could end up with almost a mini town to the west of Truro, which would have a longer lasting impact on the city centre as well, with much larger residential developments proposed there as well, and with another supermarkets, there's two or three supermarkets being named as potential tenants in that area as well, is that we start to see almost an area on the outskirts of Truro having direct competition with the city centre. But don't get me wrong, the sports stadium is going to be a great facility for Cornwall and by default for Truro as well.
Neil, thank you very much for our three-week look at Truro. So if you want to find out what is going on in Truro, then you can go to the Enjoy Truro website, enjoytruro.co.uk.